Welcome to another In Wheel Time podcast, a 30-minute mini version of the In Wheel Time car show that airs live every Saturday morning, 8 to 11 a.m. Central. It's the In Wheel Time Car Talk Show on iHeartRadio, your place for fun, informative, weekly car talk. Just ahead, you'll hear new and pre-owned car reviews, Conrad's Car Clinic, cruise-in happenings, racing, upcoming events, and this week's car news. Plus, interviews with the auto industry's insiders and celebrities. Now, here's the In Wheel Time gang, Mike Mars, Conrad DeLong, and Jeff Zekin.
Howdy.
Thanks for joining us. If you're wondering where Don is, we actually got his better half here. This is David Ainsley, who's joined us this morning to sit in the throne room of In Wheel Time while Don is out. Don's on the throne. No, Don's at the Hot Rod Tour of Texas, and he's cruising around Central Texas. I think they started in Victoria, went to New Braunfels, and they're going to end in Fort Worth Sunday, and then he'll drive home. And that is probably going to be about a 400-mile drive within the tour, and then his drive home from Fort Worth, which is probably going to be about another 200 miles. He's going to put some decent miles on the Corvette. Well, he took his 2001 Corvette on the Hot Rod Tour, and if you've watched any of his Facebook videos that have posted on In Wheel Time or on Hot Rod Tour of Texas Facebook page, you can see that he's connected with the other Corvettes that are there, and they kind of travel as a pack.
Flock together.
Yeah. And which is not unusual on those kinds of cruises where like cars kind of hang together. The Mustang guys hang together. The Camaro guys hang together. The guy in the Volvo doesn't know where to go or how to get there.
That was Subaru.
He's looking for the guy in the Saab because they're both looking for some gefilte fish.
Well, the Saab is got an LS in it and it's tubbed out.
And it's tubbed everything Jeff wants.
Yeah, they got to have it tubbed out.
And we'll talk to Don here in a little bit about the Hot Rod Tour of Texas. But Mike, you had talked about you wanted to.
One thing I ran into, I had this conversation just the other day. So, as background, got a 2015 Ram truck, needed an ABS module, ordered it last September. And it was supposed to be in December, then they moved it to January, then they moved it to March. Now they've moved it out to January of next year, 2023.
Hmm.
So my granddaughter backed into somebody in her Honda and totaled the rear view camera on it. So she goes to get it fixed and, you know, get the rest of it fixed and everything. And they tell her the part for that camera, they got to replace the whole thing. It's not very big. But it'll be at least 6 months before they can get one in to fit her car.
Huh.
So the question I started thinking about, you know, all this big move that everybody's pushing to EVs, how long will it be before you find out that your 2015, obviously, or 2020 or 2021 even car, they don't make parts for it anymore? Because they're in the EV business now.
How long is too long?
Manufacturers have a responsibility to make replacement parts for a certain number of years. But there are times when that supplier of that part, in some instances, flat goes out of business. I remember at General Motors, late in the 90s, they sold a Tevis 3 braking system. And it was like 3 years after that went out of production, that company went out of business. And to this day, you can't get replacement parts for that.
Well, and that was the story on the ABS module for my truck. The supplier, they had to get a new supplier. That's what pushed it back to the January. And then supposedly in January, that didn't work out. So they're getting another new supplier. So, I mean, at what point do you just give up? I mean, it's not available in the aftermarket. They've looked everywhere. I even thought about, well, if I took this in and traded it in on a new Ram truck, what are they going to say?
Well, I think one of the things that they do is kind of, for lack of a better phrase, I'll say sneaky, because what they will do is, the part's on order, the part's unavailable, but they won't say that the part's discontinued. because, again, by law, they have to produce replacement parts for a certain period of time. So they'll fluff that unavailable till it gets to the point where they're allowed to discontinue it, and then you're toast.
Okay, so back in September when I ordered this, and it was supposed to be in originally in October, it was special order. You know, I paid for it. They wanted me to pay for it, $900 for the part. Well, so here I am. They've still got my $900. At what point do I get my $900 back? When they say, okay, you're not going to get the part?
Well,
when they fess up?
No, they probably still won't give you your money back.
And they'll charge you a restocking fee.
That's right. Yes.
Charge you 15% restocking fee. Well, the other reason this is an issue is, you know, the manufacturers are getting a set number of microchips per day, week, month, whatever the period of time is you want to measure.
Right.
So if they get, let's say they get 100,000 microchips for the month of March, are they going to give up one microchip to build your junky little camera on the back of your old car?
Wow. That hurts.
Or are they going to take that microchip and put it into production of a new vehicle?
Well, I understand. That's
they're going to take that microchip and put it into production of the new vehicle. They're not worried about your...
They've already got my money because I've already paid for the parts. But that's what I'm saying, though. At what point, I mean, there's a lot of gasoline-powered vehicles out there. And, of course, everybody's saying, which I think it's all bogus, but that's another conversation for another time. But this move to the EVs, all the resources are going into that. So, what do you do about the parts for the vehicles you built 2 years ago or 3 years ago?
They're still going to produce replacement parts for a period of time, and then they stop.
That's what they say.
And then when they stop, the hope is that the aftermarket will pick it up. And it's funny because David and I were talking earlier about his coolant sensor for his coolant fans on the Honda.
Yep. Same thing.
And he said that that the sensor to run the temperature fans needs to be replaced. And he bought a non-Honda part. And I was saying, for me personally, when you're dealing with sensors that are sending information to a computer or the computer or a module or a screen, I'm a believer in always get OEM parts. David bought one for a sixth the price. It was $60 versus $10.
Well, where did you get it? Online, Amazon?
Amazon.
So I bought it for $10 on Amazon, and time will tell if it was a good buy or not. My normal experience is there's a reason it's cheap. Because it's cheap.
Did you get some kind of warranty with it, or does it come with a warranty or returnable part?
Yeah, 1 year.
Does it really? Yeah. Well, good. Then hold them to it.
I'll check it in 12 months.
Manufacturer defect.
Check it in 11 months.
Manufacturer defect, but if it was put in labor-wise, something went wrong, they're not going
to
cover it.
Well, it's not that hard to put a sensor in.
Well, I'm just saying.
Put that driver on it, take it out.
For that part, but I mean, the things that you buy automotively online, are they all standard 12 months? No, you don't know.
Now, it depends on who the manufacturer is. Some of them actually give a 36-month warranty on them. Some give, like on crate engines, General Motors will give you a 36-month unlimited mileage warranty. Most people don't know that because if the shop puts it in, the dealership puts it in, it's 36 months or 50,000 miles. If you buy it over the counter, it's 36 months. No mileage limitation.
So did you get it from like Sensors R Us or something, or you know, a particular brand?
Yeah, Amisensor
and
Amazon Sensors.
Sensor.
But
Weebe Sensors.
The point is, there's when you buy the non OEM stuff, very well is made in a cheaper fashion than the OEM stuff. And my personal experience is they never last as long, and in some instances don't even work correctly in the first place. And then Mike's problem is they're not making them because they don't want to spend a chip on a 2015 vehicle versus a 2023 vehicle, because you got to look at 23s are about to go into production right now.
Coming up.
Some of them already are. Yeah. So, but again, so as a consumer,
you're screwed.
Yeah.
In more ways than one.
But you're not tattooed.
Yeah. I'm still going to get tattooed. But like I say, I even thought about that. You know, if I decided I wanted to trade the truck in on something else. So now I've got the ABS light. Yes. all this stuff. And if I go to the Ram dealer, particularly the one I've got the part ordered with, he's going to know that there's no parts available. They can't even find one in the aftermarket.
So the fender bender type was in a pickup, backed into something?
No, that was the granddaughter in the Honda.
Okay, that's what I was asking. Because if it was a pickup, isn't the camera built into the tailgate?
No, two different things.
He's looking
for an ABS module on the analog brake system
on the truck.
Right. You've been waiting on that for over a year already.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It's the same problem. They're saying they don't have anybody that makes it. Well, that's not my problem.
And they may never have somebody that makes it is the problem.
So as a consumer now, I've got this truck.
I'd go get your money back. I'd say, hey, I want my money back, and then get a schematic and figure out what little wire you got to clip to turn that light off.
Put some black tape on it like we used to over the dash.
A business card, yep.
But a high probability if you're waiting for somebody to come back in, you'd have to look to see, is that component what they're currently using in the 2022s and 23s?
They only use that particular one in the 14s and 15s.
And there will never be another replacement manufacturer for that.
Not even in the aftermarket, apparently.
No. So I'd go get your $900 back and get over it. It's only the analog brakes. I mean,
yeah.
You grew up without analog brakes. It's not like you don't know how to modulate the pedal yourself.
Been driving it enough that's not the issue, but I'm a little more concerned that, again, and I usually keep vehicles 8 to 10 years, but what do I do when I get ready to sell it?
Clip the light.
When you get the $900 back, that's a half a tank of gas right there.
Almost. That's true.
Yeah.
Or a cup of coffee.
Because it's got a big tank.
Oh, that's a cup of coffee at Starbucks.
Yeah.
Starbroke.
Great.
And you're not the only person that lives in that world.
That's what I'm thinking. How many 2015s are out there?
It's not just 2015s. It's across the board on many components that are in 2-, 3-, 4-year-old vehicles that manufacturers can't get. I was, before we got on the air, I was telling you, I've got a Chevrolet dealer, has been waiting for a part since early December to fix a Cadillac, and there's no ETA when that's coming in. At least you have an ETA that they keep moving out.
And that's rare because Cadillacs don't break.
And the reason they keep moving that ETA out is because they got you $900. Exactly. They don't want to give it back. I'd go get your money back, Mike.
I even talked to a couple of other dealers. I called a couple of them here in Houston just to verify it. I told them what I was looking for. They came back and said, we can't get that for you.
I was going to say, you and a couple of hundred other people are looking for the same part. And nobody's going to get it.
I would think there's a lot of people looking for that. Considering
common.
Failure. Yeah, I mean, because they sold a lot of those trucks in 2014 and 2015. It's in the 1500. So there's just a lot of them on the road. I'm sure I'm not the only one.
This is
the
ABS module, not the hydraulic component. It's the electronic component that you're looking for. And again, that a very, very specialized manufacturer to build that specific piece. And if the previous manufacturer is out of business, did he take all of his schematics with him? And
he must have. Because so far, I'm SOL.
Yeah. Well, it wouldn't be the first time.
And it probably won't be the last.
So, again, we'll hear from Don at the bottom of the hour. Right now, what's up next, Mike? Here we go. We'll talk about our events calendar. Stuff that's coming up in the near future, around the corner, a little bit of it. We'll talk about what's up tonight. So on Sunday, next Sunday is Trucks and Coffee monthly meet at the George Bush Park off of Westheimer. On May the 6th, Friday, May the 6th, Crawfish and Cars at Life Community Church in La Porte, Texas. Saturday, May the 7th. The Beaumont Main Street Gala Jefferson Theater. You going?
I'm going to try to. That's going to be kind of a two-part thing that's going on. They're going to have some things going on during the day.
Drinking at night?
That's at the theater, the Jefferson Theater. They've actually got an old organ from the 1800s, I believe it is, that they've gone in and refurbished. And they've got somebody coming in to play it. And it'll be the first time that it's been played in years and years and years. And they're going to have a little dinner. I mean, that's kind of the formal thing that's going on. And Greg Riley is going to be talking about some of the things.
Does that name sound familiar?
And that's a fundraiser for the theater, correct?
Yes. And it's because Greg is the one that got that sold Don the Corvair. That's where Don got his Corvair.
Oh, okay.
From.
That's where I know that. Okay.
Got a book out and all kinds of things. But he's also got a couple of other cars that he's picked up here in the last few years. And he's going to have one of them over there. And so Haggerty Members Club is Which putting also a drive together over there.
Angelica Brothers will be there.
Yes. And
she's always around all the cool cars.
Yes. So it's going to be for them, you know, some of the historic places around Beaumont, you know, the old Gladys City where the spindle top gusher came in and started all this stuff with all the oil and gas and two or three other places. There's a lot of museums over there in that area. Downtown Beaumont, they've got this big fire hydrant that was used for the promotion of 101 Dalmatians. Or 1,001.
For a big dog?
Yeah, for a really big dog. It's like two stories tall.
Clifford, the red
right
dog.
Right there by the fire museum. And so there's a lot of things going on with that. You know, so there's going to be the cars.
Promoting downtown
cars.
Beaumont.
Yep. There's a surprising amount of stuff. But the cars are all going to be period correct cars, you know, like from the 20s and the 30s. Not mods or anything like that, but there are some restored cars.
Some guy with a 2015 Honda with a 4-inch exhaust pipe.
Exactly. He's they're not going
to
be there.
So when you say period correct, that brings to mind what's the guy that does the buying and selling on TV, on Motor Trend TV?
Wayne Carini.
Yeah, that's who that reminds me of, Wayne Carini.
Yeah.
Well,
he's
period correct.
He kind of went around the area.
Chasing classic cars.
Kind of helped put him on a couple of cars to try and get the period correct that had been restored to bring them out there for the event. So it's going to be a pretty cool event.
And then Saturday, May the 14th, bring your mullet. Nope. The Arkansas Camaro Fest in Eureka Springs, Arkansas is going to be that weekend, and it starts Saturday at 8 a.m. Saturday, May the 21st, the Magnolia Days Festival Car Show in Columbus, Texas. That's 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Saturday, June the 11th, 8 a.m. to 2, is a Northside Mustang open car show at Gillow Ford in Conroe. Great show to go to, and, you know, kind of a shout-out to a bunch of the folks at Northside Mustang Club. But Gillow Ford has got a real good connection, relationship with the Northside Mustang Club, and generally brings out a few pieces from his museum to that show.
Oh, that's cool.
Which are going to be generally going to be some very, very nice cars. And then June 11th, Surfside, Texas Beach Cruise in Freeport. So get your car out on the sand.
I lived in Clute for about 4 months when it first came to Texas, and we'd be at the beach like every day, almost every day.
I think Mike would be at the beach all the time.
I had an experience in Clute years ago, like long time ago.
For those that don't know, Clute is about 15 minutes from Freeport. So,
and it's in the middle, it's an intersection, and
not much else.
Yeah,
that's about it. We were going down to see a friend that
I lived at that intersection.
Yeah,
they have a post office and a zip code.
Yeah, they have a police department too. Mm-hmm. And we pulled up to
you connected with the police department.
Well, Barney. Yeah.
The a friend of mine was home on leave. We were going down there to see somebody, and he was in the back seat. And it's 1 o'clock in the morning, and he spills a bottle of liquid in the back floorboard. And being in the condition he takes it, just throws it out, the bottle out the window, almost hit the hood of the cop car. And of course, he didn't have his papers to be home on leave. They immediately knew he was in the service. They wanted to know where his leave papers were, and they were not with him. He left them at his mom's house for the weekend.
Likely story.
And, got him out of jail the next
his
day.
His mom's nickname was AWOL.
Yeah, exactly.
And Clute, actually, they started a mosquito festival.
That's true.
Really? Big banner across that one traffic light.
You have to celebrate something.
Yeah. Well, mullets in Arkansas and all kinds of stuff.
It's the biggest bird down there.
Yep.
They actually have a hunting season for them.
It tastes like chicken.
So those are the things that are coming up. Middle of the next hour, we'll talk about events tomorrow and next Saturday as well. So
cool. I have a review to do.
We're a little early, fellas.
A little.
Yeah.
But I'll talk a long time. I don't have Don here to rush me.
Well, if you run out of words, Conrad's got the rest of them.
Well, this is, I found this rather interesting. So this is what I was going to talk about is the 2022 Mitsubishi Outlander SEL 2.5 SAWC. And I mean, that's a big, long name, and what it amounts to, it is basically the Outlander. And I don't get to drive very many Mitsubishis. So I was kind of interested in seeing what this was like. And it was completely redesigned for 2022. And it comes in an ES, an SE. And this is weird. It's an SE Launch Edition, or you can get the SEL, or you can get the SEL Launch Edition. And I had the SEL, so I didn't have quite enough time to go figure out the difference between that and a Launch Edition. Now, this is a small SUV, CUV, crossover-type vehicle. Since we had the SAWC, now this is their all-wheel control system. It's kind of like an all-wheel drive, but they call it all-wheel
control. So it doesn't have rear steering. It's just all-wheel drive. Their version of all-wheel drive.
Yes. And this is a three-row vehicle. Now, surprisingly, it's three rows, so it's supposedly set seven, but two of them had better be a small child because you're not going to put an adult back there. Yeah. Well, I mean, this one's small enough. I'm not sure why they bothered, but they did.
The marketing.
Yes, that's got to be what it is. So on the exterior of it, we had LED lighting. And one thing I want to point out, that there are a lot of little features on this vehicle that I was surprised to find for the price point. So we had LED lighting, front, rear, the fog lights, the daytime running lights, all of it's LED. Power heated side mirrors, had headlight washers on the automatic headlights, much like you used to see on Mercedes-Benz and stuff. Well, this is on this vehicle, they had them. Rain sensing wipers, and there's even a front wiper de-icer that's built into it. Now, this is all standard features on this vehicle. Optional was a power panoramic sunroof. And
one of Don's favorites.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And the hands-free power lift gate. And it was rolling on some nice 20-inch alloy wheels.
Is that to wave your foot under the rear bumper and the lift gate comes up?
That's cool.
So it's what I really like. They've kind of redone the styling on it. They've made the front a little bit bigger, a little bit more blunt, but it's all rounded edges. It's not very square, like 90-degree edges. So it's got some nice smooth lines to it without looking real over-the-top wavy and too much.
Swoop.
That's what I'm trying to think of. So you get into the inside of it.
Swoop dog over here.
Swoop, there it is.
So we had some leather seating surfaces. The front seats were heated. The rear seats are heated. Now, the rear seat is a 40-20-40, so it's got a little bit different fold mixture to it. It's got a 10.8-inch heads-up display for the driver. It's also got a 12.3-inch digital driver view that we used to call a gauge package, but that's where all the digital driver information is. And over in the center stack, it's got a 9-inch screen on it, and that's where you're going to find your multi-view camera system. It's got a pretty nice picture on it. I was kind of surprised by
that. Is the instrument cluster, the digital instrument cluster, is it reconfigurable?
Some of it is, yes.
Around? Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. You know, particularly in the middle pieces of it. And we had the Bose premium audio system. Now, it only had 10 speakers. You know, sometimes they put like 17 in it. But this one worked with 10.
It was workable. CUV. It was full.
Yes, and it was workable. Now, here, up underneath the hood, this thing has a 2.5-liter four-cylinder. You can't get a V6 in it anymore. I really think you probably should. The 2.5-liter with 181 horsepower and a CVT transmission has got plenty of drive-around-town power. Now, you want to get out on the highway and you want to roll with the big dogs over there in the $50 lane?
Plan ahead.
Plan way ahead on it, because that CVT, you're supposed to be able to put it into a manual mode and pull it down into like an 8-speed transmission, but it didn't quite work.
Didn't give you what you
like the way I liked it anyway. So I would say it could use a little more juice, but again, if you're driving around town, taking the kids to school and stuff, it's got plenty of power on it. Now, the EPA says you should be looking for about 24 on the highway, 30 24 in the city, 30 on the highway, and 26 combined. I did get the 26 over the 150 miles that I actually drove the car.
You actually got the measured mileage to it?
I did. I didn't.
Let's all write that down on our calendar.
Just afraid to get on it?
Yeah.
No, it just, I didn't get to drive it over to here, so I didn't get to make. I only drove it 150 miles that week. Again, what I think as far as using improvement, I think it could use some more power. due to the size of the vehicle. I just think it would be a little bit more.
I'm surprised they don't offer a, like a 2-liter turbo option.
Well, I would like to think that's coming since this is the year they dropped the V6 option on it and went to this. I'm hoping that maybe next year they'll come back or at least hopefully they're looking at putting a turbo on something in there. And as far as the ride and handling was, I liked the way it drove. I mean, it was responsive on the driving. You didn't feel real disconnection from the highway. But it was a little harsh on some bumps, and it wasn't always. But some of them, it was just very harsh. And I thought, tires, you know, it's kind of like the tires have got too much air in them is the way it felt sometimes. Mm-hmm. And I looked at the tire indicators, Blacker. And they all were within range of where they were supposed to be. But that's just kind of what it felt like to me. So if this was mine, I'd have to be
it's
looking
a stiff
at some
tire.
Different tires.
Probably a stiff sidewall.
Yeah.
So
that's what I would
price.
Think. So the base trim price on this vehicle is $33,745.
Not bad.
Yeah.
And the as-tested price is $37,995.
Well, that's not a big jump. Yeah. You know, you look at some of them, that as-tested price is $15,000.
And that's with the roof and all that stuff?
And that's what I was that's saying. Great. There's a lot of features in here that you see on, or we used to see on more expensive cars, like the headlight washers.
Well-valued
de-icers. Yeah. I mean, so there's a lot of things in it. And the other thing is a base model.
Row.
Because this is the mid-trim level, the base model. You want to get into the stripper, $27,790. And you've got a small SUV that you can easily carry four adults.
And even in the mid-30s, it's still a bargain. That's yeah. a pretty good deal.
And if you're looking for something to compare it to, you might look over at that Nissan Rogue, which starts at $27,150. The Honda CR-V is at $26,400. A Kia Sorento was kind of classified in there with it. To me, it's a little bit bigger.
I would say, yeah, to me, it's notably bigger.
Yeah. And it starts at $29,590, but it's still in that same kind of ballpark. So it's all right in there with it together. And I think with some of the features that's on it, there's a lot of value in that car, particularly at that price point.
Do you guys have a Mitsubishi dealer over in the Golden Triangle?
I'd have to look. I don't think so.
Yeah, I'm not aware of one.
No, I don't think there is.
There's only a couple of them here in the Houston metro area that I can think of. One on the north side and one on the southwest or southeast side. I don't even know if there's one. Yeah, there's one on I-10 West.
Yeah. So that's my review of the 2022 Mitsubishi Outlander SEL.
Nice.
And with that, we're going to jump out to a break here.
Ready to go?
Yep.
Here we go.
Father's Day weekend, Saturday, June 18th, 2022. It's the next Tailpipes and Tacos cruise in, and you're invited. Tailpipes and Tacos Father's Day edition will be at the same Loopy Tortilla in Katy, 8 to 11 a.m. on Saturday, June 18th. It's the only place cruisers compete for trophies and other prizes. Enter your vehicle for best hot rod, best classic, and best modern classic. Tailpipes and Tacos is Houston's coolest cruise in and is your opportunity to see the best hot rods, show cars, classics, and resto mods, and get Loopy Tortilla breakfast, tacos, and adult beverages. There's no entry fee, and cars will automatically compete for custom Loopy trophies and other prizes. It all happens at the Loopy Tortilla Tex-Mex in Katy on the Grand Parkway at Kingsland Boulevard, just south of I-10. Kick off summer with Tailpipes and Tacos Father's Day edition, Saturday, June 18th. The In Real Time Car Talk Show will be there too. Celebrate Father's Day, the start of summer, and the return of Tailpipes and Tacos, Saturday morning, June 18th, 8 to 11. We'll see you then, weather permitting. The In Real Time Car Talk Show is now part of the iHeart family. Now you'll have access to 24/7 car talk anytime you need a fix. Just download the iHeartRadio app and ask for in-real-time car talk, and there we are. Be sure to save us in your iHeart library for instant access. No matter where you are, you have the best car talk show right on your PC, laptop, or mobile device and never have to worry about finding us again. Of course, you can always get access to our video and audio streams via inwheeltime.com and your favorite podcast channel, and all of this is free to you. From the iHeartRadio app, you'll not only hear our Saturday morning live show, but the best shows of the past, updated weekly. Never miss a minute of up-to-date new car reviews, pre-owned reviews, Conrad's Car Clinic, informative interviews, automotive news, and the most fun car talk show on the planet. Just download the iHeartRadio app, search for In Real Time Car Talk, save it to your library, and with a tap of the icon, you'll be in touch with your favorite car talk team. In Real Time Car Talk, streaming now on iHeart.com/InWheelTimeCarTalk. That's it for this podcast episode of the In Real Time Car Show. I'm Don Armstrong, inviting you to join us for our live show every Saturday morning, 8 to 11 a.m. Central on Facebook, YouTube, Twitch, and our InWheelTime.com website. Podcasts are available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, iHeartPodcast, Podcast Addict, TuneIn, Pandora, and Amazon Music. Keep listening, and we'll see you soon.